Tonight's State of the Union address has members of Congress reaching across the aisle and has Alaska's congressmen attending for the first time in decades. APRN's Libby Casey reports from the Capitol in Washington.
Senator Lisa Murkowski admits she was a bit skeptical when Democratic Colorado Senator Mark Udall approached her with the idea of showing bipartisan unity at tonight's State of the Union address. But she says the enthusiastic reaction of some of her young staffers inspired her.
One of them said, "That would be wild." And I said, "Wild in a good way?" And without question, it's like, "Yeah, you should. You should do this." So maybe we do need to get out of our conventional skins every now and again and come out and do something that indicates to the rest of the country that we're not afraid to sit next to one another. There are no cooties to be had, Republican between Democrats.
Alaska's Republican senator held a press conference on Capitol Hill today with Udall and two members of the House, one Democrat and one Republican. Together, they're leading the charge to sit regardless of party tonight, breaking the tradition of D's on one side of the House chamber and R's on the other side during the president's annual address. Senator Udall says he hopes it's just the start of bipartisan efforts in the year ahead.
And I think we all agree that if we can't sit together at an important night like this, how can we face the real challenges that the country has?
Udall told reporters to stay tuned for more on how he hopes to work across the aisle with Murkowski and others. Tonight's gesture was inspired by the shooting and attempted assassination earlier this month of Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Udall says it's a chance to stop partisanship just for the sake of disagreeing and fighting.
What happened in Tucson, setting aside any blame, because I think this was a very troubled young man in Tucson, it was a warning to all of us. It was a wake-up call. We've all quietly said to each other, Republicans to Democrats, Democrats to Republicans, Democrats to Democrats, Republicans to Republicans. Look, the rhetoric is getting out of control, and it could have an effect.
Blue Dog Democrat Congressman Heath Shuler says part of that tamping down on rhetoric is thinking for oneself and responding genuinely to the president's comments rather than focusing on partisan scorekeeping.
Far too often, if you'll watch, members of Congress will actually watch their own leadership to see if they should stand or not.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is a perfect example of what true leadership is about.
Senator Murkowski says political leaders and the media share responsibility in not stirring up the pot just for the sake of creating drama. And she says the story of who's going together to the State of the Union should fade into the background behind the content of the speech.
It's like going to the prom and who's wearing what dress.
Right.
And to a certain extent, this has been a little bit of a dating show. You know, who are you going with? Reminds me a little bit of eighth grade. I've got a double date, and we'll see how that works out. But I do hope that it's not so much a focus on who is sitting next to who, but really allowing those of us that are in the chambers and are focused on the president's words, as we should be. It should be the content of this speech and not necessarily where everybody ends up sitting.
Murkowski's double date is with Maryland Democrat Barbara Mikulski and Hawaii Democrat Daniel Akaka. Senator Mark Begich planned to sit with a couple of other senators and Alaska Congressman Don Young in what is Young's first trip to the State of the Union since his freshman term in office back in 1974. Young says he usually skips the speech and watches from home because he has concerns about security when so many leaders, from the president to members of Congress to the Supreme Court justices, are gathered under one roof. Young's spokeswoman says it was a Democrat, his colleague in natural resource issues, Nick Rahal of West Virginia, who convinced Young to set aside his own tradition and go tonight. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.